Our Lenten series, Good Enough, is based on a book of devotions by the same name, by Kate Bowler and Jessica Ritchie. Kate Bowler is a seminary professor whose research about the history of the prosperity gospel and self-help movements in the U.S. lay the groundwork for her latest New York Times best-selling books about dealing with the pressure to live your best life now. When life throws you curveballs that make constant upward achievements very difficult, like the cancer she had dealt with over the last few years. In the Good Enough Book of Devotions, she and Jessica Ritchie offer wonderfully graceful invitations to seek alternatives to the pressure of perfectionism. We hope that you will make reading, listening to these daily devotions part of your Lent practice and join one of our small groups on Tuesday morning or Wednesday night for debriefing and deepening your experience through conversation with others. As Kate and Jessica say in their book, a fast is giving up something, anything, to make more room for God. It might be a break from social media or Netflix, caffeine, unkind words, alcohol, or holding a grudge. If you are someone who has a complicated relationship with restricting food, skip that for now. Try something else instead. Remember, this isn't about punishing yourself or a thinly veiled version of a diet. Share your intentions with a friend to reinforce your commitment, but do your fast in secret, just between you and God. Try it out for a week, then reassess. And so each worship experience that we have will end with a blessing from the book. Here is a blessing before a fast. Blessed are you, ready to open yourself to a new joy, a doorway that until now has been hidden. In this culture of acquisition and gain, blessed are you desiring fresh ears to hear what might be a bit too loud. Who takes the next step to turn it down a notch and make more space for God? Who discipline yourself with time, intention, and hope, anticipating God to show up in your discomfort, trusting that when we need God, God promises to be there. God, give me courage, give me strength, give me hunger for you. Let this set time of less be a chance for more of you. Let this fast be an entrance into the discernment I desire, the divine presence I am longing for, and the hope to will what you will, O God, to be who you've called me to be. Amen. And with that, our closing hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be.